Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The thousands of people who each year try ascending Mount Shasta might want to consider an early climber's hair-raising encounter with one of the mountain's frequent rock falls. The climber, U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey Assistant B.A. Colonna, spent 9 days on the summit in 1878 at an elevation of 14,180 feet. He installed two scientific instruments, a theodolite for measuring horizontal and vertical angles, and a heliotrope for marking positions in a land survey. Ascending a steep snowfield, Colonna saw immense boulders piled on a hillside above him that were so evenly balanced that a man's weight would start them tumbling from their resting places. Suddenly, his climbing companion shouted, "Watch out!" and a boulder 6 feet in diameter nearly hit him. "I felt the wind from it as it went tearing by me," Colonna wrote. Hit by small fragments but not injured, he watched as the boulder, joined by stones of all sizes, rolled down the snow and then went crashing and grinding among the rocks in the canyon below. Colonna added, "It is this alone that constitutes the danger of an ascent of Shasta." Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.